Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind the song, Mercy Me, from the studio recording called I Cry Holy. This song came to me way back on November 26th of 2002. If you remember the story of King David and his sin with Bathsheba, when King David's sin with Bathsheba had been discovered, David repented and sought God's mercy, saying this in Psalm 51, verse 1, "Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions." If you're like me, or like King David, you have probably had more than one occasion in your life in which you have uttered that very same prayer in repentance, seeking God's compassionate mercy. Back on November 26th of 2002, while in South Bend, Indiana, preparing for a television show, I had come into town the day before the show and was attempting to go to sleep in the hotel, which has always been hard for me. But God had other plans. During the day, I had thought about my friends from the band Mercy Me and had simply begun meditating on what it would mean to have God mercy me. What would God mercying me look like? What did that even mean, mercy me? I came to the conclusion that I needed to know and understand the meaning of mercy. Now, when I think of mercy, I automatically think of compassion. So what is compassion? Compassion is sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others, and that would be a right way of thinking about it, but there's so much more to the meaning of mercy than just compassion. So then, what is mercy? Mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish. My mind was flooded with remembrances of all the times in my past when God had mercy on me, when God had compassion toward me, when God forgave me. Reality is, I do not deserve His mercy. I do not deserve His love. I do not deserve His grace. I do not deserve His goodness. But because of the blood of Jesus, I have direct access to my Father through my relationship with Jesus Christ. Even when I blow it, He loves me. Even when I'm depressed, He loves me. Even when I turn away from Him, He loves me. Even when I do not deserve His goodness, He is always there to bless me. Knowing this makes me want to repent and want to follow Him, and it does not lead me to license, as some tend to think. The second verse of the song came as I came to realize that I would have to say goodbye to a dear friend who was my pastor at the time. He had just been called away to help begin a new work of ministry in another state, and the reality was that I would not be able to be in attendance on his last day at the church due to my trip to Indiana. Yet I know God's mercy, and I know He knew this would happen, so I did what I try to always do. I trusted Him and His merciful ways. This song has so many levels for me as it pertains to my personal life. God is so merciful. He is so compassionate. His mercies are new every morning. Luke 1:50 says this, "And His mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear Him." Let's do this. Let's think about God's mercy for the next few minutes. Would you join me in saying this? Father, mercy me.
I know I have let you down so many times before, yet you come to me in mercy. surround me with your mercy. Just when I feel my way is lost and need some light to see, just when I would have given up, you go and mercy me. Mercy me when I'm falling, mercy me, hear me calling, mercy me like raindrops falling, pour your grace out on me. Mercy me when I'm hurting, mercy me, so undeserving, mercy me, Lord, when I'm dirty, wash me. My Father, mercy me. Oh, my Father, mercy me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Just when I feel I can't go on, about to sink beneath the sea, just when I think the end has come, you go and mercy me. Mercy me when I'm falling, mercy me, hear me calling, mercy me like raindrops falling, pour your grace out on me. Mercy me when I'm hurting, mercy me, so undeserving, mercy me, Lord, when I'm dirty, wash me clean. Oh, my Father, mercy. Mercy me, hear me calling, mercy me, like raindrops falling, pour your grace out on me. Oh, mercy me, when I'm hurting, mercy me, so undeserving, mercy me, Lord, when I'm dirty, wash me. My Father, mercy me. Oh, my Father, mercy me.
Father, have mercy on us. Thank you for your great and awesome mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Lamentations 3, verses 19 through 23, one of my favorite passages in Scripture, says this: Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses, his mercies, indeed never cease. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Guys, our God is faithful in his mercy toward us. Just think of Romans 5:8, which says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Let's do this, brothers and sisters. Let's lean into the faithful mercy of God each and every day. After all, his mercies are literally new every morning of every single day. So let's get in on that morning dew of mercy. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Dernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it in your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, and my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have 2 fantasy book series, several children's books, several devotional books, even a suspense thriller type novel I think you'd enjoy. Check them out. They're all available on Amazon. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Mercy Me, from the studio recording I Cry Holy, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes or another streaming service. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.